Turn to John chapter 5. I'm going to read exactly what Joe read this morning. And as Joe was preaching, if I seem to be a little apprehensive, it's because Joe is preaching my message, my text. You know, and I thought about once, I'm going to have to reach in back here and get a couple of these other things I've got, but I won't do that. John chapter 5, verse 39. Search the scriptures. And Bruce Crabtree was right. If you read it in the Greek, it actually says, ye search the scriptures. That's the way it would read. Christ is acknowledging that they search the scriptures. Yep. These men diligently search the scriptures. They love the scriptures. Yeah, they did. So much so, David, they would pin a little portion of it on their head in a phylactery and put it in their garments. You know? They loved the Bible. Probably would have called them Bible thumpers. But anyway. Somebody says, you don't? You don't get it. But that's not the message. Search the scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and countless thousands today still do. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And as Joe has adequately said, if you miss Christ, you've missed the whole reason for scriptures.
That's it.
And the amazing thing is, some people believe in a Jesus. They believe in a Christ, but it's not the Christ of scriptures.
Exactly.
But be that as it may, they are they which testify of me, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life.
Amen.
I receive not honor from men. Let that sink in for a while. I'm not even going to preach on that. God is not trying to get us to honor him. God will honor himself no matter what.
Amen.
If he damns my soul in hell, he will get to himself honor.
Amen.
My soul.
That's right.
Your pastor has been preaching to you for 28, 29, almost 30 years. If he damns my soul in hell, Mary, God will still get himself honor. If I forsake Christ today, and God help me, I don't want to. I'm not entertaining thoughts of it. But if I forsake Christ today, his truth is still true, and God will get to him honor. Why? Because Christ said, I receive not honor from men. He won't have it. He didn't say, I don't get honor from men. He said, I receive not honor from men.
Exactly.
It's in the personal. I won't take it.
Exactly. That's it.
But I know you, that you have not the love of God in you.
Amen.
Here's one. Try to love God.
Yeah.
Just try.
Yeah.
When you leave here today, go out and try to love God. And you know what will happen? You'll find out how much you don't love God.
Exactly.
I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. So man has a will, but the problem is his will is perverted.
Yep.
It's willing toward the wrong things.
Exactly.
And as Bruce Crabtree said, is it amazing how people will read this passage and try to play up free will?
Oh yeah.
When it's exactly the opposite.
Exactly.
The will here is not free, it's in bondage to self. In bondage to the flesh.
Amen.
I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe? Now that's the title of my message, Paul.
Yeah.
How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Notice the juxtaposition. I receive not honor from men.
Yeah.
God gives honor.
Amen.
Do you see that? That is exactly opposite of what most of so-called Christianity is preaching today, is it not?
Yes, sir.
God's trying to get us to honor him. Christ said, that ain't the way it is.
No.
How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. Christ is not saying this because there is not a grounds for accusation. He's saying, I don't have to.
Exactly.
You've already been accused.
Yeah.
They didn't know it, but you've already been accused. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses. And this is amazing. In whom you trust. In whom you trust. Someone says, well, I believe the Bible.
Yeah.
Problem is, they don't believe God.
Amen.
Millions believe the Bible and will perish forever.
Amen.
For had ye believed Moses. Notice they trusted in somebody, but they didn't believe him.
That's right. Exactly.
That's amazing. That's how depraved we are.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, most of the time, most of so-called Christian religion, when they talk about our depravity, where do they take us? To the beer joints, to the red light district, under the bridge with a needle and some cocaine. And let me tell you, that is the flesh. Don't ever think that God justifies anything like that, that God accepts anything like that. But here is the height of our depravity. We will trust in someone and not even believe them.
Exactly.
Isn't that something?
For
had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me.
Amen.
Most people read the first five books of the Old Testament, and that's what Christ is specifically referring to, the Pentateuch, the first five. Most people read that, and all they see is law, 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 right?
That's it.
Genealogy, genealogy, genealogy. The believer looks and reads and begins to see Christ, Christ, Christ.
Amen.
Everywhere. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, even though you trust in them, but you don't believe them. But if you believe not his writings, how shall ye?
Yeah.
How? First he said, how can ye? Yeah. And he even says, how shall ye? But if you believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?
Amen.
Christendom today, and just so in case anyone doesn't know what that means anybody that professes to be a Christian, whether there are one or not.
Exactly.
Christendom. Every denomination that there is. It even includes, they even include some in it that probably are not even, shouldn't even be included in Christendom, but nevertheless, you know what I'm saying. Professing Christianity. Christendom today, in their haste, just wants people to believe. No, just believe, believe, believe. They will talk to people at random, anywhere, at any time, and say, all you got to do is believe.
Yeah.
Sounds reasonable, right? Because the Scripture says to believe. Our Lord here is talking about believing.
Yes, sir.
Is he not? He's talking about believing.
Oh, yeah.
But he actually, when talking about believing, says to some people, how can you believe?
Exactly.
Right? How can you? And he says, how shall ye? So in their haste, they just want people to believe. By any means whatsoever, they don't care. They think, as long as you believe, you're okay. Well, there's several examples in the Scripture, but you know the ones who at the end time, Christ said they'll come up and they'll knock and say, Lord, Lord, let us in. And they expect to be let in.
Exactly.
And they said, we preached in your name. We did many wonderful works in your name. We cast out devils in your name. Even in the name of Jesus Christ. And he said, then will I profess unto them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Amen.
It wasn't even, you don't know me. But I don't know you.
Exactly.
As Scott Richardson said years ago, that scares me.
Yes, sir.
That scares me.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how many times I think about, but Walter, you've been preaching for 28, 29 years. Got to be some merit in that. But there ain't one, even a millimeter of merit before God in all of my years standing here trying to preach the gospel. Even when I preach the gospel correctly. Not 1 ounce of merit in it. Christianity, Christendom, just believe, whatever it means. That's why they'll have these videos, these shows about people dying and going to hell. And they get people to believe.
Oh, yeah.
People will trust in Jesus. Why? Because they don't want to go to hell.
Yeah.
But remember, the people in Matthew 7, the ones I just mentioned, did not want to go to hell, but will expect to go to heaven, and Christ will say, no, I will not let you in.
Amen.
That is not the Christ most people are preaching today.
Exactly.
Now, is it? But that's the Christ of God.
Yeah.
Christendom, they give no real consideration to why people believe. They don't care, do they? Just long as you believe. How many of them really worried about, give any real consideration, why has so-and-so believed?
Yeah.
They give no real consideration to why a person believes. They give no consideration to how a person believes. They give no real consideration to what they believe or who they believe.
Right.
Not really, just long as you believe.
Yeah.
And if Jesus is somewhere in there, you're in. Hello, brother. Put you in the water. Everything's fine. Our Lord in John 8 spoke to some people, and he said, as he spake these words, many believed on him, and then not but moments later, they were trying to kill him. And he told them very people who believed on him.
Yeah.
He said, ye are of your father the devil.
Exactly.
That scares me to death. Because that can be me.
That's it.
Yeah. That can be me.
Oh, yeah.
Joe said it adequately. If you really love God, you'll love him from the time you start loving him, you'll love him forever.
Exactly.
And you won't be able to help but love him. Even in spite of yourself.
Exactly.
Even in spite of yourself. So Christianity doesn't care. They don't give no real consideration to why people believe, how they believe, what they believe, or who they believe. They certainly give no consideration as to why men do not believe, why they do not believe. They just want them to believe. They don't care about why they don't believe.
Exactly. That's right.
Right? But our Lord dealt with why men don't believe.
Exactly.
He even dealt with why they cannot believe. Did he not?
Yeah.
Nobody in Christendom today is worried about why people don't believe. All they want to do is just get people to believe.
Exactly.
They especially do not deal with the fact that man cannot believe.
Amen.
The inspired word clearly states at least three reasons for people's inability. And that's what that says, doesn't it? How can ye believe? Can has to do with what? Ability. Right?
Yes, sir.
Can is ability. Cannot is inability. And when you put it in the form of a question, how can ye believe? What's he emphasizing?
Yeah.
Their inability.
Exactly.
Right?
You're right?
Their inability to believe. There are at least three main reasons. Now turn to Romans chapter 10. The first reason that a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, anyone, and I'm not saying the primary, I'm just saying one of the first reasons, there is a physical barrier to people's believing. A physical barrier. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, there's a blank check.
Amen.
Or is it? Is that a blank check? Huh? That's the way it's preached today. It's a blank check. No, it's not a blank check. Because look, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? So you got to believe before you can call for mercy.
That's right.
Before you can cry out to God. Oh, God, save my soul. Oh, God, redeem me. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. How can you call if you don't first believe? Right? How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Now, let me tell you, he's talking here merely about the physical barrier to men's believing. Now, hear me. Don't prejudice your mind against this now. He's simply talking here about the physical barrier. No one can believe in someone they do not know about. It's just a human impossibility. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Somebody's got to tell them about it. Because they don't know it themselves. How shall they hear without a preacher? And then how shall they preach except they be sent? That screams to me depravity.
Yeah.
Don't you see it there?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't naturally be doing this morning
exactly.
If it was up to me.
Exactly.
I'd be somewhere else.
Yeah.
I could have me a fifth of vodka and be watching TV and be done with it. Does that surprise you? Sure. Let them find it out on their own. But God's ordained this day in what? Preaching.
Yes, sir.
Preaching. Why is it this way? Because that's the way God made us. And that's the way God wants it. That's the way God's ordained it. That's the way it'll be.
Yes, sir.
I'm not doing this for my health.
Exactly.
I'm not doing it for the money. Yeah. There ain't a whole lot of that in this. There's some in it. And I thank God for that and for you. But that's not the reason. I still have to go to work, well, 4 days a week, still 40 hours a week, just like everybody else here.
Yeah.
And some of you probably have to work longer than that. But here's the physical barrier, right?
Yes, sir.
It's a physical barrier. Because he goes on to say, now look, how should they preach except to be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And that's a glorious thing. I am not, do not misunderstand me, I'm not denigrating this or saying it's nothing. It's just a physical barrier. But it is, there is a physical barrier to men's believing. They first got to hear.
Yeah.
People in a, as we say, a third world country, no, people in America will perish with their Bibles in their laps because they've never heard the gospel. Yeah. You mean God would send somebody to hell that's never even heard? Yes, he will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he will get him honor when he does it.
Exactly.
But look, but they have not all obeyed the gospel.
Yeah. Amen.
Overcoming the physical barrier. Listen, but somebody says that's all that has to be done. No. That's all I can do.
Right.
At best is preach, and that only if I'm sent. That's all I can do, but that's not all that has to be done. You just overcome the physical barrier, you've overcome nothing yet that's going to make a difference for the soul. Now look, but they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, even back then, Paul says this was true, Lord, who hath believed our report? Well, of course the people hadn't heard it, hadn't believed it, they can't. But even the people who had heard it weren't believing it.
Exactly.
Right?
That's right. Yeah.
Who hath believed our report? So then faith by the report. That's the way it should read.
Yeah.
So then faith by the report. The report comes by the word of God. There is no other place for preaching other than from this book right here.
Exactly.
From the scripture. From God's word. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
If I tell you I've got a new revelation, you do not listen to me.
That's right.
You mark it off that either Walter had a very bad night, or Walter's an idiot, or Walter has abandoned truth, one or the other. There is no other truth other than right here.
Exactly.
Other than right here.
That's it.
And God willing, next time we'll look at that even in more detail. Because he said, Moses wrote to me. There is no other place. You said it right, Joe. You can't have one without the other. You don't believe in Christ if you don't believe what Moses wrote.
That's it.
So then faith by the report, and the report by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard?
Yeah.
What's he talking about? He's talking about overcoming the physical barrier.
Yeah, that's it.
And the physical barrier only.
That's right.
Only in this passage. As I said, don't prejudice your mind. I'm not saying that it doesn't matter. It is absolutely essential that the physical barrier be overcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just overcoming the physical barrier will do nothing. Because there's some other reasons why men can't believe than just the physical barrier. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? Didn't they really understand this? Didn't they? First, Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation will I anger you. Christ, God was saying through Moses, this ain't just how it's going to be, this is how I have purposed it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Many of you Jews will hear this report, but ye will not believe it, because ye cannot believe it. And even when the physical barrier is overcome, ye still will not believe it.
Amen.
But one of the reasons I've done this, because I'm going to bring in some people that you don't like.
Yeah.
Because of Gentile dogs. That's me. He was talking about me.
Yes, sir.
He talked about, as far as I know, every one of us here. I don't know of one long-nosed Jew. I'm long-nosed, but as far as I know, I ain't Jewish. I don't guess you are you? Boy, Pendleton don't sound like a Jewish name, but be that as it may. But look, did they not know? I will anger you. This is what God said he's going to do. Make the Jews mad. Look, but Esaias is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not.
Amen.
I was made manifest in them that asked not after me.
Amen.
But to Israel he saith, all day long have I stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people.
Amen.
So the physical barrier is a barrier.
Yes, sir.
It's a true, actual barrier that must be overcome.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's not the only barrier.
Yeah.
It's not the only reason. How can ye believe? Secondly, some, turn to John chapter 10 while I read it. Some, now listen not to me, and I'm not pausing for effect. I'm not pausing to think up what I'm going to say here. But I am pausing. Think about this. These are the words of our Lord. Here's the second reason why people don't believe. How can ye believe? Second reason is that some will never believe.
Amen.
That's why they don't believe.
You're right.
Now look at it. John chapter 10. Our Lord put it this way. And I'm not even going into the details here, but verse 25. Jesus answered. They said, if you be the Christ, tell us plainly. And he basically said, I did.
Yeah.
I've told you over and over, and so much so, Joe, that they got mad at him and wanted to kill him, but how quickly they forgot what he said.
Yeah.
You see how quickly they truly forgot. Why, if they thought that was really blasphemous and he should have been stoned today, why didn't they kill him tomorrow too?
Exactly.
Why didn't they try to do it the next day? And the next day? And the next day? Because we're so depraved that even when we hear the truth and it comes to us at least academically, even we can't even retain our avid, outward, overt hatred for it without long, because that takes effort. After a while, we just give up and say, I don't want to fight against this no more. I just don't believe it. He's a nut anyway. Yeah, ignore it. He's a nut anyway. You know? They said he was mad.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they call it. I'm not making up. They said he's mad. What's that? We call that, that's a nut.
Exactly.
Psychotically a little off-balanced. That's what they said about Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
He's mad. No, someone, now look. Where was I at? Oh, okay. Jesus answered, he said, tell us if you're the Christ, tell us plainly. Verse 24. 25. Then Jesus answered them, I told you and you believe not.
Amen.
The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. The problem is we as human beings can't see it.
Exactly.
But they bore witness of him. But look, but ye believe not because you're not of my sheep.
Amen.
I will say no more other than to say that there is a certain select group of people in this world that are going to believe, and that's just the way it is. And I'm not here to preach on that this morning, but that's just the truth. Because our Lord said so. And you don't believe, not because you're worse than anybody else, you're just not a part of my sheep. The shepherd has a sheep, and the sheep's going to follow him. They're going to believe. They're going to know him. And that's just the way it is. But man, I told you, I said, some will never believe. Now turn to Acts chapter 13. And it's actually stated. Acts chapter 13, let me find my spot. We'll begin in verse 38 before I do. But let me say, what we're going to see here, the Apostle Paul will quote from the Old Testament. So this is not some new thing.
Exactly.
Mason, this is what's always been. This is the way it's always been. Look, verse 38. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren. Now he's talking to Jews here, if you look at the context.
Yeah.
Talking to, actually they were all Jews. They wouldn't allow any Gentiles in right yet.
Yeah.
Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you, not offered to you. I'm not offering anybody anything this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm preaching unto people this morning. Be it known unto you that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified, and nobody else.
Exactly.
You got no right to believe it's for you, or do you have any part of it unless you believe?
That's right.
Right? And by him all that believe are justified from all things by which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. And right there is a glorious message, but I don't have time to go into detail on that. Look, beware therefore. Now, what do you see when you see that big sign, beware of the dog?
Yeah.
What do you start looking for?
Yeah.
the dog.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
There's something to look for.
Yeah.
You know? Beware. You see that? What you start looking for whatever it is I'm supposed to beware of.
Yeah.
Beware. Big pistol on it. Watch out for the pistol.
There you go.
Right? Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, ye despisers, and wonder, and perish, for I will work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe.
Yeah.
Do you see that? For no reason whatsoever.
Exactly.
Ye will in no wise believe, though even the physical barrier be overcome.
That's right.
Sir.
That scares me.
Yeah.
Because I think, what if that's all I got?
Yeah.
Because remember, these people trusted Moses.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't have it. Missed what it was really about, right?
That's it.
What if I've been the same? Joe, what if it's just the physical barrier that's been overcome? And I believe because I've heard now.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's it.
Preacher, that's just not the way everybody else is talking. Yeah, because everybody else is lying on God.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's right. There's a few out there.
Yeah.
There's a few.
Oh, yeah.
But most of the people in so-called Christianity today are telling lies about God.
Yeah.
And telling lies about God's Word. We will in no wise believe. But it is worse than that. And I'm not smiling because I'm happy about it. I'm smiling because I'm persuaded God showed me it. Showed this to me. Turn to John chapter 6. Now look at what he says. John chapter 6. You know the verse. Verse 44. No man. So how many of you figure that includes?
Yeah, exactly.
Not even a half of one. Not even one with a free wheel.
Exactly.
Which we don't have, but even if he had one, no man means how many?
No.
If I tell you I'm going to take everybody out to dinner except for no man, how many of you will expect dinner today? You best not if I tell you no man. You ain't going to get one. Look at it. No man can.
Yeah.
That's inability, right?
Sir.
No man can come to me. No man. But you talked about these sheep. Even they can't.
That's right. Yep. Yes,
the sheep are born sheep. But they're born without a nature of a sheep.
That's right.
Now you think about that.
Yeah.
How can that be? Because we are sheep by decree only.
Exactly.
Until we are, through sovereign regeneration, created and made into a sheep.
Yep.
We are sheep by declaration only. We were chosen in Christ, yes, that's in the sphere of Him, but to be placed in Christ in time.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we all, even the elect, even those sheep, fail in Adam.
Yes, sir.
Even if I am, and I say that only for the sake of argument, because I'm not here to brag about me or anything. Even if I am one of the elect, I have nothing more in and of myself than the most reprobate, rejected person of God. I have nothing by nature. I'm no better than they are. God didn't look down. God didn't, people say God looked into the future and see. What did he see? What did God say he saw when he looked down? There's none that understandeth. God said, I looked down. And here's what I saw. None understands. None seeks after. None. Not even me, Joe. I didn't. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. There's none righteous. No, not one. Our mouth is an open sepulcher. And go on and go on. This is what God saw when he looked down. And men turn around and say, God looked down and see some people would believe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No man can.
Yeah.
Except, oh, thank God,
amen.
There was a divine exception.
Yeah.
Huh? Now, was the exception in the person? No man can come except those God looked down and seen could come. Wouldn't that be the place to put that if it was true?
Sure.
But yet that is what most of Christianity teaches, isn't it? No, he says, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me, draw him.
Amen.
See right there? So some can come, but only after he draws them.
Amen.
Because none can come except he does draw them. Right? You don't have to be a theologian to understand this, at least to academically get this. But here's part of our problem. We're so depraved that when we hear that, we're like those Jews. When Christ said, I am, they knew what he's saying. He said, I'm God. And they become so angry that they wanted to kill him with stones. The only reason they didn't and couldn't is because that wasn't his time to die. His time to die was on that cross. That's how sovereign God is. But they were so depraved that how soon they forgot it until the next time he stirred them up. And why did he mean to stir them up? Because there was a time he had to die, and he was going to die by their hands, so he continually just kept stirring the pot.
Yes, sir.
Didn't he?
The
religion makes it like Jesus was going along and everybody was just loving and healing. There's a few little Pharisees that didn't like him and kind of tried to hurt him every once in a while, but all of a sudden things just went bad. No, Christ was continually stirring up the pot.
Yes, sir.
Continually running his words into the hornet's nest.
Yeah.
To eventually it grew to such a fevered pitch that they killed him on the very day they said, we can't kill him on that day.
That's right.
Did they? Yeah. Passover, we can't do it that day. That's what they said. What the leaders, we cannot do it on that day. It's impossible to do it on that day. Guess what day they killed him on? The Passover.
Yep.
Why? Because he just kept doing it, fevering them up to such a fevered pitch. Finally, they couldn't take it anymore. And David, they even went against their own religion and their own ways to kill the Son of God. And you know what? I thank God for it. That's right. You thank God for that?
Yes.
I thank God for it.
Yes.
Because had he not, he said, I could call right now, what is it, 10,000? Was it 10,000 legions? That's 10,000 times 1,000. What's that, 100,000? Am I right? I could call 100,000 angels and they'd take me down from here right now.
Oh, yeah.
But his mind was set like a flint. Why? To that cross, to die at that cross. Why? For a people, for the sheep.
Yes.
No man can come. Not even the elect. None, even the elect, have a natural ability to believe. If you believe this morning, it had nothing to do with your ability.
That's right.
None whatsoever. And it still don't today.
Exactly.
I am not preaching down to anyone. I am preaching the truth to all of us.
Exactly.
I'm not saying, oh, if you could be like me. No, I'm saying you are shut up under the absolute free sovereign grace and mercy of God, just like everybody else is. And either God will save you or he'll damn you.
Yes, sir.
And it's at his good pleasure.
That's it.
Somebody says the Bible teaches that over and over and over and over and over.
You're right.
And none, even the elect, have a natural ability to believe. Now look, let's go on. But what the Father would draw. What's this drawing? I believe we're drawn by the gospel. We're actually drawn to Christ by the gospel. But there's something else that has to be there. And he says it. Now look, he says this again. Go on now. Same place, John 6. And let me just get, for the sake of time, two verses. 64 and 65. Look, but there are some of you that believe not. See here? Some of you believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And did he set himself and say, but I got to get them in then?
Yeah.
Hey, if you read it, he ran them off.
Yeah.
Did he do that?
Yes,
he ran them off.
Yeah.
Look, but there are some of you that believe not. He knew who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. Judas was no surprise to him.
Exactly.
Judas was called by Christ with the full intention, that man will betray me. For 30 pieces of silver. Isn't that what that's what the scripture says. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me. But now look, now he qualifies it. Now he adds something he didn't say before, right? No man can come unto me except it were given unto him. What's he talking about here? Ability now.
Yes, sir.
Ability. You see, even when the gospel is preached, Even the elect are like everybody else.
That's right.
We hate it. We despise it. We will not have, I will not have this man reign over me, even though he was the whole blessed time.
That's right. Amen.
But yet I would not have this man reign over me. Talking about being an idiot. That's what we are by nature. That's what we are. That's what I am by nature.
Yes, sir.
Let me give you an illustration. Yesterday I went to Walmart. I seen someone that I did not want to visit with. He was way down yonder near the milk. I was way up here next to the bananas. He was coming this way. He had not seen me. I decided to go to the toilet paper aisle. It's over there. I had to get toilet paper. There was a reason for items. I went to the toilet paper aisle. As I did, I looked down an aisle, and guess who I seen coming toward the bananas? The one I didn't want to see. I thought, coast is cleared. He's going that way. I'm going to the toilet paper. I'm going back to where the milk's at. He's coming this way. So I get my toilet paper. I head back toward the milk. Get next to the milk. And guess who left the bananas and come back to the milk again? Him! Yes. Now I've got to talk to him. Or be a horse's. You know? So what did I do? I talked to him. You know what? You know what that lets me know? It ain't my will. In anything.
Exactly. That's right.
In anything. If God gave me my will today, you know what I'd do? I'd rebel against Christ and I'd go to hell forever.
Yep, that's
exactly it. It's only hope. Yep. My only hope that God don't give me my will, but that He enacts His free sovereign will on me and for me and on my behalf.
Amen.
It's my only hope.
Yep.
And I cannot go through all that. I don't have the time. With this natural inability, that's what John 6 is taught, natural inability. With this natural inability comes the bondage of various barriers. One, John 8, verse 30 through 45, you read it for yourself. There is this innate adversity to truth. And I'm not preaching down to you. That was me. When that man first was sent to preach me the gospel, I tried to say, well, it's him. And you've heard me say this before. I don't do this to embarrass Joe. You know what my excuse was? He smoked cigarettes. You know what my problem was? It wasn't a cigarette. It was the truth of God. That was my problem. Because even though I believe I'm one of the elect, by nature, Joe, I hated the truth just as much as someone God hadn't chosen for me. I hated it just as much. Innate adversity of the truth. Go read it. Christ said, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. That don't make sense, does it?
Exactly.
But yet that's what we are by nature.
Yes, sir.
God tells us the truth. It's not just we have this negative inability. We have a positive hatred for the very truth that would do us good.
Amen.
I don't want it. I won't have it. That's that natural inability.
Yes, sir.
But also, secondly, there is this undue desire for human, not divine approval. Our Lord mentioned it to these guys here, right?
Yes, sir.
How can ye believe which receive honor one of another?
Yeah.
See, as long as a person is trying to get honor within his own ranks, guess what's going to happen? He will never seek that honor that comes from God. It's until God brings you down so low that you realize you're just one maggot trying to get honor from another maggot.
Exactly.
That's what God calls us. Red wiggling maggots.
Yes,
bloodsuckers.
Yeah.
Flesh consumers. Carcass devourers.
Yeah.
That's what we are. And what we do in our religion, we try to get honor one from another.
Yeah.
And as long as we're doing that, we will not seek the honor of God. Isn't that what He said? That's what He said, not what Walter the Calvinist preached.
Yeah.
That's what Christ said. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only?
Exactly.
Well, just tell them the Bible. Preach them the Bible. Preach them the gospel. These folks had it.
Yes, sir.
And they even trusted in the one who first preached the gospel. Moses was the first man who ever publicly, in print, preached the gospel. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He wrote the first five books of the Bible.
That's right.
Now, Abraham preached the gospel, but that was all just, it all come. David, it came through a hearing of an ear and then went into another person. It was all verbal.
Yeah.
Moses, inspired of God, sat down and wrote it down.
Yeah.
didn't he? So much so, you remember the man in hell? That's how important the scriptures still are. Don't forget, all three of these barriers must be overcome.
Yeah.
You remember that man in hell? Wanted just a drop of water.
Yeah.
Cool his tongue. And basically, Abraham said, no, can't do it.
Yeah.
We're forbidden.
Yeah.
You can't come up here, we can't come down there. He said, well, at least, Abraham, at least since I've got, was it five brothers? Five people I care about. Send someone from this place to tell them that they don't come here. And you know what Abraham said? No.
That's right.
No. They have Moses and the prophets.
Exactly.
Let them hear them.
That's right.
Joe, you can't have one without the other.
Exactly.
That was a perfect, I mean, this wasn't no coincidence again.
Uh-huh.
You can't have one. Why? Because that's the way God's ordained it. And once your natural inability is overcome, God gives you an ability, you're still going to have to hear the gospel.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not, oh, well, I got an ability for what? Except the man be born again, he cannot. What are you born again for?
Yeah.
You're born again to what? See the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
You're born again to what? Enter the kingdom of God. Being born again comes first,
yeah,
but it's for a reason. Being born again, everybody's born again, but they never see. Do they?
Yeah.
Everybody born or born again. I've been born again. God help us West Virginians. We love to say that, don't we? Born again. I even know better than that, and I just about failed English. But anyway, the whole point is you don't even have to know you've been born again. That's not, it ain't up to you. If a person is born of God, what will then happen? They will begin to see. They will begin to enter, but they will begin to see and enter. Why? Because they've been given a message to see,
yeah,
and to enter into.
Yeah.
That's the way God works.
Yes, sir.
That's the way God saves sinners. So this innate adversity to truth, this undue desire for human and not divine approval, and this is even true of the elect by nature.
Yes, sir.
All of my years in religion, which was about 20-some, 21, 22 years in religion, all I was doing, I didn't know it then, all I was doing was trying to get the approval of the other religionists I was a part of. I want your approval, but you know what? I really don't give a flip. You hear me? I love you. This is my family. You're my family. But it's not whether you approve me or not.
Exactly.
You can approve me, and I can still die and go to hell, and I will if I'm outside of Jesus Christ. But if God Almighty has approved of me in His Son,
yes, sir,
I don't care what you think about me.
Yeah.
But I know what you've done. So does He. And Christ suffered for it.
Amen.
He's done died the death for my sins.
Yes, sir.
And that makes me want to love Him.
Yeah.
Serve Him. And usually I have to do it on my belly in the dust.
Exactly.
Rarely ever am I able. It's used in a lot, not like this.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it, Penny? It's usually not like this. I may sound like Boy Walter. He feels like he's got it. No, most of the time I'm on my belly licking dust. But you know what? That's where God intends to keep us until we awaken His likeness.
Amen.
But also, listen. Last one, and I'll try to hurry up here. This third one. There is the bondage that is in this third one, this inability, this natural inability. There is the bondage of a twisted adherence to tradition,
yeah,
wrested from the very Scripture itself,
yeah,
accompanied by disregard for the very theme of the Scriptures that we trust in.
Exactly.
Now, did you get that? If you didn't, it's on the tape. Get it and listen to it again. Because that's what He says. Look, do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses,
yeah,
in whom you trust.
Yeah.
For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, because Moses wrote to me.
Amen.
But if you believe not his writings, you ain't going to believe me.
Exactly.
You see it?
Yeah.
Joe, it's right. Put that as a subheading under mine too, Paul. You can't have one without the other. That's what it is.
It
is. Think of the ramifications of these three things. People can believe in Scripture but not believe the Scripture.
Yes, sir. That's right.
That's the way I used to be.
Yeah.
People can believe in Scripture and yet totally miss Christ.
Yes, sir.
That's right. You can believe in election, predestination. You can believe all of those old great doctrines. But if you miss Christ, you missed it all. If you don't have love for Him, you've missed it all. If you don't believe Him, you've missed it all. I don't care how moral you are.
Exactly.
I don't care if you never touch a drop of liquor and never smoke another cigarette and never dip another dip of snuff in all your life.
There you go.
People can believe in Scripture and totally miss Christ. Thirdly, people can believe in God but not believe God.
Yeah, these people did.
I used to. I believed in God, but I didn't believe God. Why? Because when he told me, when the truth finally hit home, what'd I say? That can't be who God is. Aren't you glad God's gracious in spite of yourself?
Yes, sir.
Because he could have joked and said, all right, have your way.
Yeah, that's it.
I thought I had a free will. It was up to me. God could have said, all right, I'll leave it up to you. Guess where I would have been?
Exactly.
Probably fat and happy in Christendom. And I would have been one of them people. Lord, let me in. And him say to me, think about it. I never knew you.
Amen.
And that still frightens me today.
Yes, sir.
Because I think, what if this is just some new thing? What if I'm like one of the Athenians? This is just something new. And you know the only way I'm going to know for sure? If and when I awake in his likeness.
Amen.
That's when I will know absolutely for sure. I will have those doubts, I am sure, until I awake in his likeness. You know why? Because I do. I have been given some understanding, Joe, to see how bad and corrupt I really am. I'm not preaching down to you. Most people think we are. Most preachers are. But a gospel preacher doesn't preach down to you. He's just trying to tell you the truth about himself and yourself.
Exactly.
That's all we're doing. Think about it. People can believe a record, but not believe the record. These people believed a record. It was the Scripture. Everything they had come from the Bible. They loved the Bible. But they didn't see who the Bible was about. You know? Think of this. To believe Scripture is paramount. Joe, you done said it. That's what you preached about. Part of it. To believe Scripture is paramount. But God-given faith believes the universal theme of Scripture. And Christ said, that's me. Not me, but him. He says, I'm the universal theme of Scripture. You miss Christ, I don't care how much you know.
Yeah.
I don't care how much ecclesiology, church doctrine you know. I don't care how much eschatology, future events you know. You miss Christ, you missed it all.
Amen.
If I've missed Christ, I've missed it all.
Amen.
And I'll perish. But secondly, to believe Christ, the Christ of Scripture, takes much grace. No, even more. It takes all grace.
Amen.
That's right. It takes all grace.
Amen.
Not just a little bit of grace.
Yeah.
That's what most of Christianity said. You've got that, there's that little spark in everybody. No, I'm telling you, the flame has went out, and it went out in Adam.
Exactly.
And we dump the depravity of our water on the dead coals every day we breathe and live. There is no divine spark in us. We are, even my best deeds. Now listen to me. Even my best deeds, if we put it in the vernacular of the layman for today, even my best deeds are like a dirty Kotex in God's sight. That's exactly what Isaiah wrote when he wrote the Hebrew. Then people do what he's talking about. That's my best deeds. Offer that up to God. See, the only blood God's going to have is what?
Yeah.
The blood of his son.
Amen.
But if he's received the blood of his son,
yeah,
that's all he requires.
Amen.
Isn't that what he says about the Passover? In the New Testament says Christ is our Passover.
Yes, sir.
God said, when I see the blood, when I see it,
yeah,
not when you see it. Now, you'll trust that the blood's doing its job,
yeah,
won't you? You'll rest in it. Have peace in it, Joe.
Yeah.
But God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. That's my only hope. That's my hope back yonder. It's my hope today. It's going to be my hope when I die, if I have any hope whatsoever.
Amen.
Is that God seen the blood of Christ and said, that's enough.
Amen.
And I thank Joe, because I've seen that by his grace, that's why I love it.
Yes, sir.
It ain't because I'm a great guy. I ain't no great guy. To believe the Christ of Scripture takes not only much grace, but all grace, not merely a little bit of grace. It takes electing grace. It takes redeeming grace. It takes providential grace. It takes regenerating grace. It takes converting grace. It takes sustaining grace. It'll take resurrection grace. Right?
Yeah.
Even physical resurrection grace.
Sir.
In other words, it takes grace, 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 and all grace, and only grace.
Amen.
As far as acceptance with God is concerned.
Amen.
Any good works we do are just for our benefit right here and now.
Yeah.
Not for acceptance with God here and now or then. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
All of our good works are just for our benefit right now.
Yeah.
Christ done the work, Joe.
Yes, sir.
And bless God, it's done. Now here's the question. Do I? Not do you. That ain't the question. You ask yourself this question. Do I?
Yeah.
Do I see Christ?
Amen.
Do I see Him? That's it. Father, as we part our ways, may these truths be real to us. May they not just be academic. Lord God, may it be more, much more than just what we've been taught or some new thing we've latched on to. Because only by Your grace, Lord, is it a reality. Only by Your grace. I thank You in Christ's name. Amen.